2.12. I set off at 6. It was still dark when I put my suitcase in the car and drove off. I had a good journey through London because it was Saturday, so there was no rush hour traffic. Soon, I was on the M20 motorway, heading towards Folkestone on the south coast. I stopped at a service station for a cup of coffee and a sandwich. I didn't buy any petrol because it's much cheaper in France. I arrived in Folkestone at 8:10. The problem with travelling by car from England to France is that Britain is an island. There are 35 kilometres of water between England and France. You can get across it by ferry, but there's a much better and quicker way, the Channel Tunnel. The Channel Tunnel's only a train tunnel, not a road tunnel, and so you have to put your car on a train. The journey takes an hour and a half, and drivers have to sit in their cars because there are no seats on the train for passengers. I arrived at the terminal and joined the queue of cars waiting for the next train. At 10:30, the train arrived in Calais. And I drove my car off the train and onto the road. A French road. I had to remember to drive on the right, not on the left. The traffic in Calais was quite bad. Finally, I got out of Calais and onto the motorway to the south of France. The speed limit on French motorways is 130 kilometres an hour, and the road was clear, so now I could travel quickly. But first, I stopped at a service station to fill up with petrol. Petrol's cheaper in France than in Britain, but on the other hand, you have to pay to travel on French motorways. In Britain, they're free. It's 960 kilometres from Calais to Avignon, and the journey on the motorway was boring. I listened to my favourite music to pass the time, and I stopped again for lunch. At 8 o'clock, I finally arrived in Avignon. I found my hotel, and I was looking forward to a lovely French meal.